Heyo, Spaghetto here, and welcome back to the first podcast. Today we have a very super duper cool guest, Dave Toons of the hit YouTube channel Dave Toons. Hi, Dave. Who are you, and what do you do?
Hi, I'm Dave Toons, and I make tunes about me, Dave Toons, of the Toons. Did I mention I'm Dave Toons yet?
I thought you were David Toons.
Nope. Yeah, but please explain.
Fuck, no, I mean, I guess you got the wrong guest then. Sorry, I'll just go back to audience.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in, guys. This is,
This has been the first podcast. Insert theme here, editor.
David Toons, can you tell us just a little bit about who you are and what you do, by the way?
Yeah. So outside of my own channel, I work with numerous other YouTube channels. I've worked with channels such as Tomska, Edswald. I'm currently working with The Odd Ones Out and Hell of a Boss, amongst other content creators and such.
All right. Well, welcome to the show, David.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say, I think this is like our 20th David guest at this point. We get a lot of Daves on the podcast.
Yeah, Dave is like a pretty common guest name.
Yeah. So. Well, yeah, I think it's just next, like a very common name, Lars. Though. No, but I think it's it'd be like me complaining that we get a lot of Steves or because it's yeah, just that's just what a lot of people are named.
You know what? No, change your name, David. Pick a new name right now. And we'll call you that for the episode.
Let's just call him Dave. Don't antagonize the guest.
No, pick a new name right now, David.
I'll be Daniel Toons. You can call me Daniel Toons.
All right, Danny, welcome to the podcast.
We also get a lot of J names, like James, and we also get a lot of Nicks.
Yeah, actually, what was it? I was listening to the Senor Pelo podcast. I didn't know his name's David, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh! Yeah. David Axel, David Capdeville, David Toons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, Palo episode when?
The recent one that I was sent.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's been on the podcast a bunch. A lot of Daves in content creation. I don't know what that's all about.
It's just the content really oozes out of people that are named David or Dave.
Yeah, it does. I don't know. Preston, you said you had a bunch of questions prepared. I'm assuming you come prepared, so I'll let you fire the first one.
Hello.
All right. Well, thank you, Tristan. That was great. I'm really glad that you
okay. Listen,
you're contributing.
If I don't move, he won't know I'm here.
Nobody move a muscle.
Jesus. Okay, TJ, go ahead.
Okay. So, Mr. Toons, if I could call you that.
Please, Mr. Toons is what all my businessmen call me. You can call me Daniel.
Oh, I thought he was going to say, Mr. Toons is what all my bitches call me.
All my bitches? I'm an animator. I've got no bitches.
What do your parents call you?
What do my parents call me? They call me up and they're like, there's my big celebrity, David Toons. I'm like, that's me.
Nice. That's cute.
Well, what led you to settle on David Toons and not David Animations or like David Anime or David Cartoons?
So, God, I've had moments over the years that I have not liked my username because my first username back in 2013 was during the PewDiePie gaming era. So I named myself, I think it was like Master Computer Kid. And I hated the username. It sucked. And then when I was doing art, I was like, well, I've got to change it. I was 14 at that time. I was like, Cartoon Network, David, I'm just going to put the two together. And I hate it now because, like, obviously I've thought of different usernames over the years, but I'm credited on so many different videos that I feel like just changing my username would, it would just be too confusing.
Yeah, I have a bunch of old usernames that I came up with as a kid that I hate now.
The one
that's stuck around is my YouTube handle. It's still, even though I changed it to Tej as like the main name, the URL just says Slim Homie still.
You can change the URL, TJ. Just go change it.
I think another old username I had was Luxnut.
Luxnut? What does that mean?
This came from the days of the earliest PSN days, like when you were able to set up your PS2 to have Ethernet, like that early PSN.
And oh, I guess
my dad set up my PlayStation to be able to run Linux on it, and he just put the username Luxnut.
Luxnut?
That name just kind of stuck.
Was he playing like a lot of Kingdom Hearts or something? Why Luxnut?
No, because like the Lux is like, I guess it's derived from Linux.
Oh,
should have kept it. Oh, I think that's such a great username.
You could actually mod your PS2 to run Linux on it. You can use it as a PC.
Yeah. No. Hey. No.
Oh,
like nerdy.
Lord.
Nerdy thing is like actually Sony got in a lot of trouble because it used to be able to mod all their consoles and put other operating systems on it, but then they like quietly stopped, and a lot of people bought PS3s just to specifically like tinker with them. And so they had to like,
yeah,
they had to pay like a bunch of money or something. You guys remember
this? I had a modded PS1, and back in the PS1 days, they had their CDs. They made them in a way where like the bottom of the disc was black, and it made it harder to pirate the games. So yeah. People would mod PS1s, and I have a modded PS1. Where you can use CD-ROMs.
Sony, get this guy. Sony, kill this man.
They're not
kill him, Sony.
They're not
you think
care,
they care about PS1 at this point?
Yes.
No. When I was young, like my dad would,
when
would
I was
like, take me to like
a young boy. Sorry.
My father.
All right, go ahead. Continue. Start.
No. We would go to like Blockbuster or like Hollywood Video, and we would rent games, and then he would copy the games on his PC onto a burnable disc, and then we'd take the games back, and then I just had free games.
It's actually a really good scam. Yeah.
And I still have the seat, like the bootleg PS1 CD-ROMs that have the name of the game written in Sharpie.
Back when Redbox was really popular, we would just rent a bunch of DVDs, and I would just stick them in my laptop CD drive, rip the disc, and then just send it back to Redbox.
Well, that's kind of the same idea, right? I mean,
yeah, mm-hmm. It's just like free movies forever, and it's just
asterisk, Tristan. I mean,
like, you guys, forever.
Yeah, the same sense that like if you go to a car dealership and take the car, it's technically free at that point, but like, it's not.
I still have bootleg DVDs of movies that my aunt gave me that were very clearly filmed in a movie theater, probably in China or the Philippines or Thailand or something, and I have like. A bootleg copy of Scooby-Doo 2 and a bootleg copy of Ice Age the Meltdown.
Guys, allegedly we did all this, by the way, allegedly, in Minecraft.
Oh, yeah, no, any illegal stuff I did was in Minecraft, just to be clear. Yeah.
Okay.
Any like piracy or murders or, assaults, you know, just in Minecraft only.
Fucking hell.
No, but, okay.
Jesus. y'all talking about
amen.
Like video rental
in the name
stores.
Of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Mwah. Amen.
Hey, let him talk.
Y'all
let
talking
talk.
About rental stores reminds me of like how I used to rent games for a period of time in my town until someone drove their car into my video rental store and suddenly like that place shut down and some of the games were discounted like to a dollar because of the car accident. Person was fine.
Well, do they still work?
Yeah, some of them still worked.
Some. Yeah, you'll figure it out when you get home.
I remember seeing it on the news. It was like it was like an old woman that drove their car into the front of the store. No one got hurt, and the woman was just kind of confused. She was like, I'm fine. I was suddenly in a McDonald's drive-thru and then suddenly I'm in a Blockbuster.
Oh, wow.
She's just like, oh, I think I'm going to go get me some movies. Oh, shit, there's no parking. Let me just park really close. I'll go through the drive-thru of this Blockbuster here.
Was it like a senile situation where she was like, I don't know what happened? Is that kind of thing? Or
basically, yeah, from what I remember. Oh, the good old days.
That's kind of quaint, by the way. I feel like we never really get those stories here in California. That seems like an Australian thing where it's like, yeah, this local thing happened. It affected like 30 people. That's great.
Oh, if you guys want a local thing from my area, a guy went to go meet up with somebody on Facebook Marketplace at a mall. And instead of bringing a PS5, they brought a gun and shot him and just took his money.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Well, all right.
America.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Do you guys want to come visit?
Nope.
Jesus Christ.
I live here and I don't want to come visit. So, all right. I have a theory, by the way. Speaking of cultural differences, and there are
Wait,
a lot.
Does it have to do with being shot?
No. This is pleasant.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So here's my theory. Okay. Well, Tristan has turned his camera on. I'm going to screenshot that for later.
Someone in the chat at discord.tunpodcast.com said they want to watch the podcast, so I turned my camera on temporarily for our Discord members. Boom.
Okay.
Bitch.
Yeah, discord.tunpodcast.com. Anyway, here's the thing. Okay. So I feel like, okay, American English compared to British English is like... British English is like the italicized version of the American English, right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then Australian English. You're right there, bud?
Yeah, I'm just choking on my own spit. I'm sorry.
All right. Do you need a minute?
Yeah. No, go ahead. Okay. I'll let you cook.
Jesus. Okay. So.
So, everyone keeps mentioning Jesus. Like, what the fuck am I missing? Are you guys going to church or some shit? Take
me to church. No, you're just making us deeply concerned. All right. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So. Wow. All right.
I hope this isn't COVID again.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, he's gotten COVID 6 times at this point. And,
holy shit.
Yeah, keep in mind, this is with vaccination, too. Like, this is
right,
this
yeah.
is just him being unlucky.
And being masked, yeah. like, for the majority of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, what more do I do?
Like, I hope, like, an ogre doesn't eat you, like, in the next 5 minutes. You have, like, the worst luck. Okay, anyway.
I guess live in a bubble.
Yeah. All right,
yeah,
so
how the fuck do you make money
in
a bubble?
I was going somewhere with this a minute
okay.
ago.
Lars, kids, go.
Okay.
Wait, what are we talking about?
All right, so.
Go.
Stop. All right, so American English has like an italic version, which is British English. And my theory is that Australian English is like the italic version of British English. Does that make sense?
Oh, I understand what you're saying. So American English is the good English. British English is like the off-brand. And then Australian English is like such off-brand that it's cool again.
I mean... I guess that makes sense since Australians were prisoners of the British at one point, I believe,
yeah.
according
yeah.
to history.
You're like off-brand twice removed.
Well,
I mean, I've heard before that I remember somebody describing Australia as if it were British Texas. That's basically how they described it.
I mean, kinda.
British Texas?
They don't got no fucking guns.
Well, also the culture is very different.
I know, it's just like they're out in the desert and there's a lot of like well, you call them bogans, but I was going to say like
wallabies.
country people.
Yep, we ride on emus as well. We do the whole thing.
Do you guys actually have a lot of desert out there or?
I live in the metro part of Australia, Sydney. So not many deserts out here, but I'd say if you think of like kind of desert Australia, it would kind of be the center of Australia where that big rock is. What is it called? Uluru Rock or something? I should know this.
Bro, I don't fucking live in Australia. You tell me.
Yeah, the desert part, the desert part's in the middle, and everybody lives on the coasts.
Well, David, if you traveled 100 kilometers in any direction, would you survive in most cases, or would you not?
No, I'd probably die because I hate walking. I walk 1 kilometer and I'm already out.
I meant like a car.
Like if you did a walkabout, would you?
Oh shit! There's gonna be cars in this equation. Okay, my car wouldn't make it, Lars, because it's a piece of shit vehicle.
Yeah, no. Let's take all like the dumb variables out, like your car not working. I was just asking a question to gauge what the climate and wildlife is like out
there. Well, wait, are there gas stations? Like, if there's gas stations,
there's bars. Gas stations. I watched that Cold Ones video where they go to the most remote bar in Australia, and it's the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
Wait. Do you say the C word a lot, David Toons?
In terms of David Toons, the personality? No, never. In terms of me IRL? Yeah, a lot. Oh,
crikey?
All right, so you know what C word I'm talking about, though, right?
Crikey?
Yeah, crikey.
Yeah, of course. Crikey. Yeah.
It refers to, like, the spot between...
Stop.
The cracky. It's called the cracky.
There goes the monetization on the YouTube
the
video.
The cracky.
Well, the thing about Australian English is that Australians love shortening words. So
they do, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the word selfie comes from Australian slang.
It probably does.
Oh, dude, I can't wait to put on my shoeies.
Well, that's not my shortening. Shoeies. That's longening at that point.
Like selfie, brekkie, mozzie, those are real ones.
I mean, McDonald's, Macca's? Like, Macca's. You're not wrong.
Speaking of McDonald's, you used to work at McDonald's.
Whoa!
Do you have any McDonald's stories? Yeah, I did my research. I researched.
You did your research. Yeah, I mean, I guess you would have to have stories if you've worked there for nearly 10 years, like I did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think my favorite experiences was when I worked in drive-thru, and especially when I was a teenager, I had like a higher pitched voice. And the thing about drive-thru speakers is that sometimes they'll make your voice even higher pitched. Oh. So, like, I would sound like a woman, basically. Like, when I was 16, I'd be like, "Hey, we're gonna get for you."
excuse me, ma'am.
Sometimes you just get these really sexist dudes who would like go through the drive-thru, and they would kind of like talk down and be like, "Hello, missy. Hello, little lady." And then like they'd come to the next window and see this like obese fucking 15-year-old with a neck beard, and they'd be in shock because they're just like, holy shit. Or I had a guy who was stoned once who came through the drive-thru, stared at me for a couple seconds, and was like, "You a guy or a girl, dude?" And I was like, last time I checked, I'm a guy. And he was just like, "Cool, God bless you, brother," and drove off.
Well, that's wholesome.
Now, Dave, the reason why I wanted to bring up McDonald's is because actually we do have a mutual... You see, we have a friend of the show that goes by the name of Mr.
Well, you say
Matthew Winter.
Friend, but I mean...
Okay, foe. He's a foe. Enemy.
Matthew
number one.
Matthew Winters. Is that right? He's a fun fact. I worked with him.
Oh, at Mecca's?
He was a manager at McDonald's, right?
Yeah, I believe.
Oh, you guys worked together literally at McDonald's?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucked up.
We went to the same high school.
Nice. That's, oh, wow. Okay, small world. Okay.
Yeah.
We were actually going to, he and I were going to start a side podcast together, but like, he ended up not being able to come to the second episode because he had to stay late at McDonald's, so it kind of didn't work out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, there's one episode, and it's called Winter of this Content.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, yeah.
So what you're saying is David Toons kept Matthew too late at McDonald's, and Lars couldn't do another podcast.
Well, I don't know about the timing of it. I have no idea if, like, it was...
So it's David's fault.
No, it's Matthew's fault. He should have showed up to the fucking podcast.
So for anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about, Matthew Winter is sort of like this cryptid.
Some giant creatures are all over the internet.
And he's like this legendary figure that multiple podcasts often talk about him.
Yeah.
Like mutual friends of the show. And he's just like, I don't know. He's just this odd guy from Australia that tried to make like a parody of The Office or something.
Yeah. It's actually pretty good. I've actually watched some of his videos. They're not bad. It's just that he doesn't have an audience.
Why the fuck did you say he's a cryptid, though?
No, that's a great way to describe him. He's such like a... He's like a spindly little thing. I don't know. He's like just like a silly little guy.
What is he just like skulking around the outback? Yes. And he's just like, oh, blimey, there's a bunyip out there.
He absolutely is.
Bunyip.
The bunyip, an Australian Aboriginal monster.
That's exactly what he used to do IRL. He would run too fast. We couldn't catch up with him. We'd be like, get back here, little devil.
Well, I refer to him as a cryptid because he just shows up in random servers and then everybody just talks about him on various podcasts that we know as if he was some sort of like legendary creature that shows up.
The only thing I know from his podcast, or not the only thing, but my favorite thing is like he had a YouTube run and they were talking about Keemstar briefly and Keemstar tried pronouncing his channel, which is Onwi TV, and I think he was like, this fucking YouTube channel, Onwi, and it was really funny. And yeah. Then he, like, Matt made a response video being like, I didn't mean to upset you, Keemstar. Love you, Matt.
Yeah, everybody gets thrown off by Onwi because it's a French word.
Well, yeah, no, it's like the French term for like philosophical boredom. It's kind of a beefy to use for like an English podcast, but you know, it's what he wants.
Look at Matt trying to be French.
Okay. Sir David Toons III, I have like a wall of text for you to read if you're up for that.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. All right.
Okay. So we were talking about Australian cryptids and I was doing some research. And David, here's this like Australian cryptid I found that I would like for you to do the most like dramatic reading of this paragraph describing it, if you're okay with that.
Okay.
Oh, God, what the fuck is this? Okay. Here we go. Yamama Yahoo, vampire goblin, Fognin or mini monkey man. A cryptic creature also known as the Outback Vampire has been told in the Australian Aboriginal mythology since the dream time. The Yamama was said to be a tiny red man with a large head and no teeth, resembling that of a small monkey man or mini monster that drops from fig trees and uses suckers on the ends of its hands to devour human flesh. Though the idea may frighten tourists, in the land of giant spiders and poisonous snakes, locals are much less concerned. While the tale of the Outback Vampire may have been used as an Australian bush urban legend, rather than proven sightings, the mythical monster has been likened to the Southeast Asian... I can't say that one. Primate, I can't say that one.
Tarjir?
Yeah, there we go. Although these are not known to exist in the Australian outback.
Okay, Tristan, one question. Is this an AI-generated Australian cryptid?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's
this
real?
Is real shit. Yeah, like, I googled it, and it's just, like, the Yarama Yahoo. It's like, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck?
Is it, like, a duende?
I don't know. Also, there's another cryptid that's just a fucking T-Rex in the Australian Outback. It's just, like, Borunjor, Australian Outback.
A duende is, like, a Mexican cryptid that's like a little elf goblin that lives in the rainforest or something. Yeah.
Oh, you guys have your own Bigfoot. Oh, and you have a Loch Ness monster. It's just called the Hawkesbury River Monster.
Yeah, that's why I was saying I can't really talk about it because the Outback Vampire is real and it's a very, very sensitive topic in Australia. We take it seriously.
Yeah.
When you did the reading, you sounded like Max Mofo.
Did I?
I know what I was gonna say that, but I was gonna say, am I just like genericizing all Australians by thinking that?
And no, he was just doing like a really exaggerated tone, and I'm like, oh, this is just cold ones.
Yeah, basically, that's Max Mofo. Like,
yeah.
Hold on,
massive legend here.
There it is.
Max Mofo is just every Australian combined is like the average Australian.
No, I was worried we were gonna get into some hairy territory with that, where it's like, if you mentioned like, you know, like if this was like a race thing or something, it may not come out too well. But Tristan, if you heard it too, then that's fair, I guess.
I will say it's hard being a Pokemon fan sometimes, because man, some of these games, you know, I mean, actually, what was it? No, it wasn't Sword and Shield. The new one that came out.
Scarlet Violet.
That's it. The bugs on that were insane. And yeah. I think that's why we didn't get a proper game announcement this year. Because my fan prediction is that they saw that incident happen and they're like, we can't rush out games anymore.
Yeah.
Like, we have to take our time with them.
Okay. So, I'll give my hot take, by the way, and just mention that I think it's a shame because I don't know if you played it or not, but the base game, Scarlet and Violet, if you take away the bugs and the performance issues and everything, and just like the actual title, it's like a 9 out of 10 for me, man. It was like really like when they actually opened it up to the open world and everything.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good. It was just bogged down by the fact that they only had like a year to develop it. So it just kind of.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that it's awesome that they finally introduced that open world aspect. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like Pokemon Legends and like Scarlet, they were just like, they were made by different teams at Game Freak, and they had the same concept, but it's just like they're so stylized differently. It's just like, I hope that's the future of Pokemon. I would like that.
I think Pokemon Legends had its my what I came to realize is that it was a game where basically it seemed like Game Freak was figuring out what they would do if they could have like a do-over with Pokemon's mechanics and how they could make it actually interesting again. Cause it's similar, but it's not the same. It's not like not the same, like the speed mechanics and everything and the way that you catch them. And they changed around like a lot of the annoying status effects and everything to make them more palatable, I guess. And they also made it really hard in some places. Like you can lose to really low level Pokemon with stat, like type differences and stuff. So I actually really liked it.
Actually, I've got a hot opinion on a Pokemon game that I really mm-hmm. liked, and I don't know if it's for nostalgic reason or what, but I really did like the graphics in Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, the remakes. I know that like people wanted the same same game engine as the modern day Pokemon games, but in terms of how it looked, it was I think honestly, like if they combined that with the open world kind of thing, like it would be a good game with some tweaks.
Yeah, I played through the Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. I wasn't like amazed by it, but I felt like graphically it looked like a good adaptation of it. I liked it.
Yeah, I mean graphically, like I said, it was good. Obviously, Pokemon is Pokemon, so some things obviously lacked, but you know,
in the chat, by the way, at Discord at T1podcast.com says the modders did it better. Yeah, whenever a mod team gets a hold of a game, I feel like they often kind of, you know, take it to the potential it once had. So,
like Bethesda games.
Yeah, Bethesda. I actually just recently re-downloaded Skyrim because I'm like, I should see what they're up to these days. Because last time I checked in with that game, they were getting into like item physics, like actual like modern item physics, and it was looks pretty cool. I might have to get back into that.
You remind me with modders. Have you guys seen? I don't know if it's kind of gotten popular a few times here and there, but there's this guy that's taking the engine of Pokemon like Black and White and basically remaking the entirety of Gen 4 just on the Gen 5 engine. So like having it looks so good, and they've been spending like 2+ years working on it now.
Like having the sprites being actually animated during the battles.
Yeah, yeah, and like, you know, the little thing of like having your Pokemon following behind you as you run and stuff. The modding community's insane with what they can do, and it's insane how like some of these modders aren't hired on to Game Freak. Like I know a friend who does these really good fan-made like Pokemon designs that's gotten popular on Twitter through their designs, and I keep telling them, like, dude, it's insane how you haven't been hired by Game Freak yet, because some of the Pokemon designs, they're either a hit or miss nowadays for me.
So, I guess I never.
So basically, you're saying, basically what you're saying is, Nintendo, hire this man.
Hire this man.
And you're, I do feel bad that you're kind of the odd one out a bit in this Pokemon talk. So,
but TJ, you don't have to like. You don't have to fucking say it, dude. This is so awkward.
Okay.
Why would you say that?
Okay.
That's so mean. Oh, yeah, you're the odd one out, by the way. You're just like the guy he's animating.
Speaking
he's
of odd ones out.
Yeah, who?
this is a transition point.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, Tristan or TJ, if you have any like burning questions, by the way.
Yeah, I only have one more question. So I was listening to one of your podcast appearances, David, and you mentioned that you're a fan of cold black coffee.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And you told this story about when you worked at McDonald's and you made this order and how your manager was concerned about you because of you were just drinking cold black coffee. I just wanted to clarify, was that manager Matthew Winter?
No, so this was a different store I worked at. It was my college days, and I would literally, like, my brain at, like, all college students would run on coffee, but I was, like, I was drinking 7-Eleven cheap coffees with, like, 5 extra espresso shots just to get through a day, and then I'd have to go to work afterwards and go there. So basically my manager pulled me in, he was like, this is an intervention.
Okay. By the way, if you ever just want to like skip the pretense, by the way, they sell pure caffeine pills on Amazon. At that point,
oh,
they're
shit.
Just like this powder that you could just mainline at that point.
Ooh, he could take those gas station pills I was talking about
yeah.
in like the early episodes.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that. I've got ADHD. It'll boost me up like crazy.
Wait, David, that's actually a good question. Okay, because I don't know if you guys have this, because in America, at every gas station.
Oh, we have ADHD in America.
I don't know if you guys call it like petrol there or anything. I don't even know if it's called gas here anymore. I have an electric car. So I'm kind of out of date at this point. But
oh, shut the fuck up. Oh, fuck off.
Yeah, I have an electric car. It's really cheap to fill up because I just plug it into the wall and it costs like a couple bucks. It's just awesome, Preston.
Lars all cool.
Yeah,
with his
I actually
electric
care
car.
About the environment, unlike 90% of people on Earth. You scumbags!
You know what? I would care about the environment too, but I'm fucking poor.
Right.
I can't afford a fucking electric car.
Well, they're not all that
they
expensive, Tristan. If you did your research, you'd find some cheaper ones. But I guess you just don't
How
really
much?
Care.
How much?
I don't know.
How much?
$8,000,
bro. I don't even have $100.
Opening up art commission so I can afford an electric car, guys.
Yeah, just
I'm not cool like David Toons over here drawing furry porn, okay?
Anyway, so I have an electric car, so I haven't been to a gas station in a while. But here's the thing about American gas stations is they have this like these weird, I don't know how to describe it, it's like a like virility pill cocktails up front where it's like a pack of like they'll call them like something like horny goat weed. And you'll buy them, and it's like supposed to like boost your stamina or something. And they're literally just at the gas station up front at every
store.
They
just have random like sketchy stat boosts at the gas station front.
And then like some of them are caffeine pills.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. No, do you guys have this?
You know, our petrol stations normally have drinks and maybe some food, but no, I can't say we have pills.
I've heard of like truck drivers getting like the caffeine pills at the gas station and they get like a heart attack.
Health down.
Oh my god. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I used to, speaking of truck drivers, I used to, I lived one town over from where Matt was, so I'd have to drive on the highway, and I'd always like get interactions with truck drivers and they'd be like going over the speed limit up my tail while I'm driving. And my strategy, which I don't know why I used to do, would be to slow down, so then they slow down. And I'd, like, scream at them, like, move back or overtake me! This was, like, on a daily, just to see the Matt Winter.
Now, I'm posting some in the chat, by the way. As if you guys want to tune into this podcast at discord.t1podcast.com, of, like, yeah, some of them just become, like, rhino pills and everything. You're supposed to just, like, trust the gas station that, like, you're not gonna die from...
What the hell?
Those are the virility boner pills.
Yeah.
Give you an erection.
Ooh.
I feel like there are so many graphics happening on this one pill. Like, yeah. Holy shit.
Some of the pills are even shaped like a hippo. Like, it's just... What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck?
I love the Black Stallion one that just says in, like, impact font, bigger, harder, longer.
Yeah. It's fun.
Bigger, shit. Harder, longer, what, David? Too?
I'm concerned, by the way. It says one capsule for, like, up to 9 days. Does that mean that you have, whoa, like, an erection for 9 straight days? Because that's not good.
Isn't that a warning in Viagra commercials? Like, if your erection lasts more than 24 hours, please contact your physician.
Well, TJ, it's whatever. More than 4. Not more than 24.
Well, now some of these even just, like, say in the text, no headache. It's like, I would hope not if I'm taking this.
Yeah, it's like a teacher saying, I'm not wearing a condom to class. It's like, well, yeah, I mean, I assumed as much. Like,
holy shit.
I don't know why, but these Rhino packs, they just make me think of Echo Unlimited. Like, you know, remember the Echo shoes and shirts from like the mid 2000s?
Except like boner related.
Yeah.
Well, so you guys don't have that, is what you're saying. In Australia.
No, I can't say that we do have those. Okay. But our petrol stations do sell, like, I mean, I don't know if this is a US thing, but in Australia, you'll see like these fake AirPod things that obviously, you know, cheap knockoff brands, but they'll sell them for like $80 at the petrol station, and they're always just sitting there at the front counter, and I'm like, I always think to myself whenever I'm at the gas station, I'm like, I wonder if anyone's actually bought those, like, been so desperate.
Me.
Well, just get AirPods, because it's already,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, exactly.
Don't they also sell, like, taxidermied kangaroo nut sacks that uses a keychain?
What I've the seen, fuck?
I've seen that before.
That was so specific.
Wow. No, I can't say that I've ever bought...
No, that's a thing.
Thank you for telling me.
TJ's sitting here mansplaining Australian culture to him, to our guest.
Yeah. Mansplain? More like America-splaining, yeah, Australia.
You can mansplain Australia. You're just like, I know about Australia. I've watched Bluey. Like,
I've watched Bluey.
Guys, I know what Australia is, okay?
It's not even an Australian accent. That's like a weird British guy.
British.
Hey, Lars, would it be against TOS if I posted a picture of one of these keychains?
Yes. TJ, I'll make a rule for the show. No testicles. No pictures of testicles.
That's a good rule.
But what if I have it as a... It's like a rat. It's like a rabbit's foot. Like the.
You guys are always
charm.
Shitting on me for my poop topics, but TJ's over here wanting to post testicles in the Discord server.
Yeah, I don't like either
Fuck
of them.
Fuck you, TJ.
All right.
You know, I'd rather talk about poop than see testicles.
All right, hey, David. Here, let's. Yeah. This has been hot nonsense for most of this. I just want to, like. I'll give you a chance since you've been, you know, pleasant enough to actually come on here and grace us with your time. Are there any like actual like projects that you'd like to talk about or anything in your upcoming work that you'd like to plug before we descend into chaos further?
His butt.
Stop.
I mean, my projects at the moment are all on hiatus since January because my year has suddenly become so much more chaotic than expected. Because, like, I quit Edgeworld back in January and didn't have a set job afterwards. So I was like, okay, I'm going to spend a year making content. And then I had, like, all of these other content creators be like, we want to hire you. And I was like, oh, shit, okay. But I normally just animate memes when I have free time, mm-hmm, to keep myself sane. So.
Okay.
No projects. Except, you know, if anyone's interested, I've got, like, a playlist, I guess, on my YouTube channel that shows all the videos I work on. So that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there anything in particular that you're, like, super proud of?
I'd say, like, in terms of achievements, Hell of a Boss might be... I mean, that's such a big show, but, like, I guess for personally, with my work experience in the past, it's probably been like the most challenging job I've worked because of how complex it is to animate, but in a good way. And yeah, like I'd say that is something I am proud upon. Oh, and also like working with Ice Cream Sandwich, because that dude is funny as hell, and he inspired me a lot for my channel. So
all right, so guys, if you're one of the like the three people who hasn't seen Hell of a Boss yet, go check it out for sure.
Yeah, which Hell of a Boss character do you most want to fuck?
Nope. Shutting that down.
Is this the marry fuck kill part of the podcast?
Tristan's a big Hell of a Boss fan.
Matthew,
I can confirm.
Matthew's the Mary.
Matthew is on all three.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Fuck Mary, kill Matthew Winter.
All right. By the way, Tristan, if you want to cap it with one of your famous spaghetto stories, can if you want, because it's been a hot minute since you've told one of those on the podcast.
I just loved Lars's panic, just like no, we're good.
Yeah, I can see exactly where that was going.
No, it's a little bit too late for that, but we'll next time. If you guys want to hear more weird spaghetto stories, let us know and we'll tell some.
Yeah, a couple episodes ago you were talking about that Smash Brothers tournament where you got like the shit beaten out of you and you were really happy.
Oh yeah, don't worry.
Yeah,
and then he shitted his pants.
I have an actual question. I haven't actually asked any questions this episode, so I'll ask a question. Here's my question.
Go ahead.
Which is, David Toons, as someone with the Toons in your name, what are you digging right now in the animation sphere?
As in, like, what do I like in the animation sphere?
What are you watching? What's on your radar?
Skibidi Toilet.
Skibidi Toilet. I actually did watch that, unfortunately, and because my friends were like, don't knock it till you try it, essentially, and then I watched it, and I was like, fuck, I get it. Yeah. actually, that's kind of a good thing to go on. Like, indie animation as a whole, I think, is something I am just amazed by. Like, Lackadaisy, for instance, is so insane. And, you know, at the moment, I'm just watching a lot of indie-made shows through YouTube and Newgrounds, because I think it's genuinely the first sort of original content I've watched in a while. Things like, you know, I don't know. Personally, I think things like The Simpsons and Family Guy, they kind of say the same jokes every week. They have the same plot every week. And, you know, indie animation seems to open up to a lot more new ideas that aren't, like, denied by executives at a studio. So,
yeah, because, studio execs want to play it safe, so they stick to IPs.
Hey, Lois.
Hey, Lois. Remember the time I was on NUI?
Hey, Lois. Remember the time I abused the shit out of our dogger, Megan?
Yeah, that part of the show has not aged well.
It's literally just like child abuse nonstop. They just abuse their daughter.
Also, they do that on The Simpsons.
And then it's
like
one character having a long speech about how angry they are, and they're like, this is what's wrong with society. It's like, oh, dude, that's so awesome. I can't wait
like,
to see that on Reddit.
Shut the fuck up, Brian. No, fuck you, Brian the dog. I hate Brian the dog, okay?
Do you wish that he died a second time?
Yes. There was a guy in voice chat yesterday in the server with like a Brian AI filter that sounded really good. So I was just arguing with him and he was acting like Brian the dog and I was getting genuinely pissed off because I fucking hate Brian the dog from Family Guy, and I'm like I have to tell myself, no, okay, this is just an AI voice filter.
You should have recorded
Stop tricking your brain. Calm down. You don't need to fight with Brian the dog. And then this dude in the perfect voice is just like, fuck you, Spaghetto. Fuck you in the first podcast. Family Guy's better. And I'm like, fuck you, Family Guy. Brian, your show should have been canceled. Seth MacFarlane should have been. And then he got really upset.
Oh my God.
And Brian's just like, hold on, let me get Seth down. Like, walks out of the room. You hear Seth MacFarlane. He's like, hey, you got a problem with my fucking show?
You should have recorded that and say, like, oh, look, I'm in the newest Family Guy episode. Spaghetto versus
okay,
Brian.
Okay, I'll simmer down. We'll do a Family Guy episode special
The people
later.
In the chat are saying, simmer down, bud. Discord.t1podcast.com.
Yeah, your pasta is really boiling right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to burn it. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I'll take it down a notch. Fuck Brian the dog. Not sexually.
I love how everyone's like, chill. To clarify, before I joined, these guys were like, oh shit, let's behave. We gotta behave now. And I was like, please don't. So I am thankful for the chaotic behavior. You can blame me.
I'm sorry. I get a little bit... I do get a little bit quirky at night. And by quirky,
steamed.
I mean racist. What?
He gets a little bit steamed. He gets a bit boiled. He gets a bit...
Yeah. You remind me... Tristan, you remind me a lot of a Stewie from Family Guy.
No! Ryan. Not Ryan. The gay baby!
Oh,
why? Are you saying it because he has a big forehead?
No, I don't appreciate the part of the show where Stewie just wants to fuck Brian.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's weird. Stewie just wants to become pregnant by Brian, like his fucking dog.
Wasn't there an episode where they had a heartfelt moment and then Stewie, like, he prevented
Brian from committing,
I'll take your word for it, TJ. You have just roboted to hell and back.
So Brian was going to game end himself, and then Stewie talked him out of it, and then he told Brian that he made himself pregnant with his child, or whatever,
what?
With, like, science. Okay. It, yeah, it was really weird.
I haven't kept up on Family Guy in, like, 10 years, so this, okay.
The fact that a whole writing room sat together, you know, big table holding scripts, they were like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Guys, we need to have the baby fuck the dog. That is brilliant writing.
Wait, what?
Brilliant.
What accent is that? Is that like York?
It's Family Guy.
Okay. Very much.
TJ, what's the link? What's the link for the podcast, TJ? What's the link?
Discord.t1podcast.
Oh my.
No, guys, it's also here. It's 2023, and I'm assuming that when you get home, you can just like look it up. Also, you're probably watching this on YouTube, so you don't need like a. Tristan doesn't need to say like, well, what's the link? Like, you don't need a link. Like, it's 2007. Just look up the first podcast on YouTube. It's there. Like, it's
all right, guys. I'm gonna send a chain email out.
Yeah, I need the link, guys. But anyway, guys, if you want to check out David Toons, what's the best way to do that, David?
You can check me out at Twitter at David Toons with an underscore. Because David Toons was stolen, or youtube.com/DavidToons. Yeah.
Ooh, there's another David Toons.
An imposter among us.
Sussy baka. Ooh, bussy sucker.
This is why people like. Okay. Guys, you've been listening to the first podcast hosted by myself, but you can find here on the first podcast, as well as Tristan, aka Spaghetto. What's the best way to find your channel, buddy?
YouTube.com/Spaghetto. We do an aggressive daily upload schedule of Let's Play content and brain damage for you to enjoy, featuring myself and Lars from Norway.
And what is it? Tej, I think it's pronounced this week. Tej, what's the best way to find your music?
On SoundCloud.com/Tej. And I also did some recent Let's Play, well, yeah, gameplay Let's Plays with Spaghetto on his channel. They're all Shrek themed for some reason.
Outstanding.
Yeah, if you want to find Tej, just look up Slim Homie on YouTube.
Yeah, I guess that works.
Or just check out 3D Pac-Man on YouTube, and you'll find a certain video.